Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
There are a growing number of people that have adopted a healthy plant-based diet for better health thanks to the highly acclaimed movie Forks Over Knives. This feature shares profound research on how a plant-based diet can reform your health. We have the privilege of interviewing the doctors from the film, and today we have Chef Del Schroef joining us. He created the new Forks Over Knives cookbook, filled with more than 300 delicious recipes for easy-to-make and wholesome meals. Welcome to the show, Chef Del. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Chef.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, thanks for joining us. You know, I'm a big advocate of Forks Over Knives, the book, the film, and the movement. And when people hear about adopting a plant-based diet, most think they have to live on tofu, rice, and beans, so they repel.
Yeah.
Share with us how it doesn't have to be that bland.
Well, if you look at the four food groups, as I call them in the cookbook, it's beans, grains, fruits, and vegetables. And when you look at the different ways that you can put them together, you have an infinite number or variety of dishes that you can make. And the fun part is that they taste good, and there's a lot of things that you can do to make foods taste good that doesn't mean you have to eat tofu or nuts or twigs.
Exactly. And one of the recipes in your book is the American favorite. I saw spaghetti and meatballs. Now, share how you can make meatballs without meat.
Well, I use millet, and the interesting thing about millet, if you cook it the way that we cook it in the book, it actually sort of holds together without any additional binding, and it still has enough of that meaty texture to it. Not meaty, but enough of a texture that you can shape it and season it to taste like a meatball and put it in that sauce with spaghetti, and you're a happy camper. Not that hard to do. It really is about what kind of flavorings you'd use. Those traditional spices that you do to make traditional meatballs, you do for the millet balls, and they taste great.
They taste great. You know, I've not eaten red meat in over 25 years.
And instead
of instead of grilling a steak, what I did is I marinade a portobello mushroom and cook it on the grill. And it gets that similar consistency and flavoring. But what about chopping up portobello mushrooms in tacos, burritos, sauces as a beef substitute? Does that work?
It's got that meaty flavor. It takes on the flavor of marinades really, really well, but it still gives you that texture, that great grilled flavor that we love in America. Another one of my favorites is there's a grilled cauliflower steak in the cookbook, and you might not think that that works, but it actually, when you prepare it as we do, it grills up really nicely.
Wow, that's great. Now, what advice do you have for our cheese-loving listeners? Is there any alternative to dairy-derived cheese that actually tastes good?
I've got a couple of sauces in the cookbook that are my go-to sauces. One of them is the no-cheese sauce, and it's a vegetable-based sauce made with red peppers and onions, nutritional yeast, which is a kind of a condiment used to give foods a kind of cheesy flavor, and a little bit of cashews and tahinis, just enough to give a little bit of a creaminess, and then smoked paprika, and it's an amazing sauce.
Wow,
I use it for
mac
and cheese. I use it for Southwestern twice-baked potatoes. I put it on moussaka. The other one is a cauliflower bechamel. I know cauliflower sounds, but when you cook cauliflower and puree it, it gives it a really creamy texture, and it has a lot of flavor to it. So you can season that in the same way that you would a traditional bechamel, which is a white cream sauce. And I make a lot of things, from pasta with that to other kinds of casseroles. Like I make a spinach and mushroom, or a sweet potato and spinach lasagna with that cauliflower bechamel, and it's amazing.
Wow, so it's not the end of the world in enjoying food.
No.
By switching.
It is not. It's all about your imagination.
You guys are making me hungry here. Really, and Chef Dal, I love that the cauliflower creaminess and adding a little truffle oil just drizzled right on top of there. Yeah, really, there you go.
Someone cooks.
I do, yes. And that is just the way to go with a nice creamy cauliflower base for anything, really.
It is. Yeah. And, the nice thing, you take a recipe like that and you adapt it to the way you cook. So everybody uses a cream sauce in their kitchen somewhere. So if whether yours is a curried cream sauce or one with truffle oil or one with fresh basil or whatever, it's a very adaptable recipe, and it gives you that creamy texture and flavor that we love.
Right. Now, Chef Del, Thanksgiving, of course, is approaching next week. For those that use that, typical turkey dinner, that you're convincing them today that, hey, let me try to go with a plant-based holiday, what advice can you give them, these turkey lovers?
Well, I have a couple of good ones. The first one is go to the ForksOverKnives.com website. They just posted a PDF of my Thanksgiving menu for this holiday. It includes a delicata squash boat. Delicata is a squash that's available this time of year. It's a really attractive-looking squash. Cooks really easily, and we stuff it with spinach and pine nuts and a little bit of breadcrumbs and the like, and some cannellini beans. Very attractive, and we serve it with that cauliflower bechamel instead of a traditional gravy. There's a no-bake cranberry pear tart for dessert. Your mashed potato recipe's there. There's a cranberry biscotti by the author of the desserts in the cookbook, Ethan Moskowitz. And a couple of other recipes. So there's several. Oh, and a stuffing recipe. There's a whole grain stuffing recipe with pecans and currants. So there's it's a menu that feels like Thanksgiving and has all the flavors that we know. It's just that we're leaving out all the bad stuff.
Wow, is it thundering where you are? Because I'm hearing a rumbling. Oh, that's Melanie's stomach.
He is. These recipes, Chef Del, sound really amazing, and people can actually just get the recipes at the Forks Over Knives website.
Yeah, it's a downloadable PDF, and there's a couple. There's a Lindsay Nixon's also done her favorite menu, so you've got a lot of choices for this holiday to stay away from the foods that are killing us.
And also for desserts, I mean, you list in the book everything from double chocolate cupcakes, berry cobbler, banana muffins. So sweet tooth cravings don't have to end when people choose a plant-based diet.
Ethan Moskowitz did a great job with the desserts. Those double chocolate cupcakes, the frosting is made from pureed dates and cocoa, and you wouldn't believe how creamy and rich-tasting that is. And her whole grain chocolate cupcakes melt in your mouth. They're so light. She did an amazing job with this, and they're still a treat. We're not going to eat these kinds of desserts every day, but when you want that treat, here's one that doesn't have dairy or the eggs or the animal products and doesn't have the added oil, and it's made from whole grains, so it's a good treat to have on occasion.
Is it lower calorie, Chef Del?
Don't forget that every time you take a tablespoon of oil out of your diet, you're saving 128 calories and about 14 grams of fat, so it cuts down really easily.
If they're oil-free, though, what's the alternative that you use? So you don't even recommend olive oil, I understand.
No oils. There's no such thing as a healthy oil. So we use applesauce in baking a lot, and applesauce has a pectin in it that sort of acts as a tenderizer for the gluten and flour to keep things tender, and it works really well. It keeps that moistness in there, and it keeps it a little bit light.
Right. Now, because your recipes then are oil-free and they're low-fat, does it mean people really don't have to get obsessed with counting calories anymore?
Well, calorie counting doesn't work. I mean, you can be 5% off in your calorie counting, and you're gonna gain weight or kill yourself by losing weight. What really, really works is eating until you're full. And when you eat the right kinds of foods that are whole foods, low-fat, and plant-based, you can eat as much as you want of these foods. The fiber content in the foods is going to fill you up.
Right.
And that's what keeps us from gaining weight and helps us maintain good weight. It's worked for me. I've lost 250 pounds on this diet.
Wow.
In the past 6 years, and I've not gained it back. And that's the exciting part for me. It worked.
And you had, I'd read that you had actually ate vegetables, but you really had to focus on that oil because you didn't realize it at the time.
I started on a vegan diet, opened a vegan bakery in 1997, and gained 200 pounds on a vegan diet.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's the processed foods are out there, the oil, the sugar, the white flour, the fake meats, and all of those foods, the nuts and seeds, too many of those can be bad for you. So it's getting a perspective on the right foods to eat, and I eat towards the bottom of what I call our pyramid, which is the starchy vegetables and beans and grains and legumes, and it really does work.
You bring up such a good point because I know so many vegans and vegetarians that are overweight, and people say how if they're, but you're right. There's other ingredients that they have to worry about, not just the animal.
Well, as much as this is making me hungry, guys, we have to cut it short right now. Don't go away because we have more with Chef Del Shroof after this short break. To get the Forks Over Knives cookbook, go to ForksOverKnives.com. You can follow them on Facebook and Twitter for up-to-date tips on how eating a whole food plant-based diet can help you feel and look your very best. Chef Del joins us more after this short break. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Stay tuned. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman.